Bahrain's main opposition bloc has condemned a car bomb explosion in the capital, Manama. Al-Wafaq has urged a probe into the incident by an independent commission. The bloc has reaffirmed its commitment to peaceful action as a strategic choice. The overnight blast in Manama's financial center left no casualties or damage. The opposition February 14 movement has claimed responsibility for the blast. The group says it aims to disrupt activity in Manama's financial center to oppose the hosting of the Formula One race. Bahrainis have held a week of protests against the race. They say allowing the event in Manama is tantamount to recognizing an oppressive regime. The country has been witnessing more than 2 years of peaceful anti-regime rallies, despite the ruling on Al Khalifa's heavy-handed crackdown. Mr. Saeed Shehabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement is with us now live from London. Let's get his comments on the situation in Bahrain. Mr. Shehabi, welcome to the Top 5. We're hearing for the first time now of a bomb attack taking place in Manama. A group calling itself the February 14 movement has claimed responsibility. Do you see this as the beginning of things getting violent, and are you seeing this as the beginning of yet more bombing attacks in Manama and elsewhere in Bahrain?
Thank you very much. The situation is really worrying. The escalation in violence by the regime against the people, the collective punishment over the past few days has really angered people. And although I really do not believe that this car bomb is made by the people, I'm also worried that the regime is trying to push a violent agenda so to justify its own ends, because the collective punishment cannot be justified unless the regime presents a version of events that could justify major massive arrests like car bombing or whatever. It is my belief that the people of Bahrain have always been peaceful, but also at the same time the regime is possible, it is possibly that what has happened is either as a result of factional disputes among various factions within the regime, or probably a splinter group, probably encouraged by Saudi Arabia or others, may have undertaken this act. Whatever the cause may have been, it is not going to serve the purpose of the regime of encouraging the Formula drivers to come forward and participate. There is a lot of cloud over the event, whether it's going to take place or not. In London here, we have seen several actions happening, a motion by the MPs, 26 members of parliament here in UK have called for the game to be cancelled. And also several newspapers, including The Independent, The Guardian, The Daily Mail, have undertaken also comments in which they wanted the event cancelled in Bahrain because of the massive human rights violations.
Mr. Saeed Shehabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement with us there from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Shehabi.